Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, July 1st, 2014. Getting into the new month here. End of the week, of course, is going to be Independence Day, or kick out the last bunch of tax-happy bastards who wouldn't listen to us day, or whatever it is you want to call it. And we're all gearing up for that. Everybody's kind of already sliding into vacation mode here. Our third hour guest today will be author James Perloff. He has a book out called Truth is a Lonely Warrior. And it's got some metaphorical religious overtones. But underneath it all is a very well-researched analysis of this push for a new world order, global government, one global bank. And, of course, it's not for your benefit. It's for the benefit of the money junkies who want to own the entire planet and treat it as their personal plaything, and you as their new generation of totally enslaved populations. We're going to be talking with James about that in the third hour. Friday, from the middle of the first hour to the middle of the second hour, the Lady Claire will be joining us. That'll be on the 4th of July. And speaking of the 4th of July, today is the day where in states that still actually trust their people with things that burn, fireworks are going on sale. And there was this kind of bizarre story about how, you know, over in New England where, you know, supposedly the Boston Marathon bombs were built from fireworks materials, that how come they're still allowing fireworks to be sold? Now, when Claire and I first moved here to Hawaii, one of the things I loved about the place, besides all the hula girls and all the rest of that stuff, was we could buy and shoot off fireworks on 4th of July, New Year's, and Chinese New Year's. 3 days of the year we got to do fireworks here. And of course, under the war on terror, we're basically reduced down now to glorified sparklers. I mean, they still got the big packages in the supermarkets with all the color and everything like that. And but basically, everything you take out of the package, it's just a paper tube or a paper cone with a little string, and you pop it, and paper streamers come out the end. That's it. That's all they trust us with. And I actually had a conversation with a police officer about, you know, what an insult it was that this is all the government trusts us with. And he said, well, you know, terrorists could take these things and make bombs out of them. No, you can't. And it has to do with the brissiveness of the fireworks propellant. Bombs use high brissive chemicals that detonate and go bang. Fireworks like fountains and sparklers, they don't detonate, they deflagrate. They burn at a much slower rate. They can't create shock waves. Besides which, anybody with the skill to take apart the propellant in a firework and fashion it into some kind of a bomb, they're smart enough to make a bomb out of materials without fireworks. This is just more of the nanny state saying, oh, you can't be trusted with sparklers and things with fuses. We don't want you to know how to light fuses or work with anything that burns, because they're scared of us. And I remember telling that police officer, because he was going on, there's a terrorist threat here, and we've got to keep these things. I said, don't be ridiculous. Anybody trying to take these fireworks apart and build a bomb out of them is probably going to kill themselves. That's how dangerous it is to try and reverse engineer these cast propellant charges in the fireworks. And if there were real terrorists inside the United States of America, they could walk into any supermarket, grab four bottles of household products, mix them together in the men's room, and produce enough chlorine gas to kill everybody in the building. I mean, anybody who really wants to be a terrorist, there is simply too much around that they can use to do that. It's just all about keeping things away. They don't want the American people to be comfortable around explosives and guns and things that might be used to start a new revolution. Which is, of course, how the first one started when the British tried to confiscate the firearms, led to the battles of Lexington and Concord. But it is very insulting here. That, you know, in the land of the free and the home of the brave, we're no longer allowed to have fireworks. We have party poppers. That's it. That's your celebration. Feel proud about the nation. That's it. When I was a kid, we used to get these wonderful fireworks from up in Canada, little flying tin wheels that would shoot up about 10 feet in the sky with a shower of sparks. I remember when Claire and I were living in Washington State, and boy, the stuff you could get on those Native American reservations. You know, I got a full-on, for 4th of July, I got a full-on mortar, you know, that would shoot the things up in the sky and they would burst in a shower. That was fun stuff. One guy at the party that we were at got a roll of 100,000 firecrackers and just laid it down the road and lit it off. And the thing's going blah, blah, blah. About 5 minutes in, we're all getting bored and saying, that's 4th of July. That's Independence Day. It's supposed to be a celebration, not standing there with the little popper going and think that that makes us patriotic Americans. It is insulting. The degree to which the government doesn't trust us with party favors. Amazing. All right, if you've been watching the corporate media today, they are just going to town on this story about how the bodies of the three missing teenagers have been found in the West Bank. They're just going on and on and on about, oh, those evil Hamas. How could they? Evil Hamas. And I saw one story here over at the Daily Star where they're saying Hamas has neither confirmed nor denied involvement. And that's an absolute flat-out lie. Hamas has denied all involvement in this situation. And it makes sense. I mean, think about it. Just stop and actually use your brain. That'll terrify the government. You start actually thinking. If you actually think the terrorists are going to win, don't think. Don't use your brain. Just trust us. We're the government. Anyway, Hamas and Fatah have formed their unity government for which they are trying to build popular support and acceptance. A stunt like kidnapping and killing three teenagers destroys the very public support the unity government needs. Hamas is not going to do that. That would be like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson trying to kick the British out of the colonies by going into the colonial schools and killing the kids. It can't help but cause harm to the cause, to the purpose, to the agenda. That's why Hamas is not going to do that, and that is also why Israel is going to do that, kidnap and kill those kids, and then blame Hamas for it. Because Netanyahu came out and said whatever he needed to do to wreck the unity government, he was going to do. Now, the circumstances about how the bodies were found, and they had a photo in the illustration about a line search, which is where you have police or whatever the searchers lined up covering an area, which is a tactic that's used only if you've been told something is there to find. And we are being told that the bodies were simply dumped on the ground and hastily covered with rocks and sticks so you could see them. They were put there in a manner to attract attention. And I mean, that's how obvious it gets. They set it up so these bodies would be found. And then, of course, they buried them without any autopsy. Now, if Hamas had really done this, realizing what a stupid mistake it was because of the Israeli military retaliation, don't you think they'd get rid of the bodies a little more cleverly than just dump them in a field and put sticks and rocks over them? This thing reeks. This is as obvious a setup as the Levon affair or Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. And in both those cases, Israel tried to frame Egypt for actions carried out by Israel until they were discovered. Then you have ex-Mossad agent Victor Ostrovsky, who came out and revealed how the Mossad planted a radio transmitter in Tripoli, started sending bogus messages about how Gaddafi was organizing terror around the world and tricked Ronald Reagan into bombing Gaddafi. This is what Israel does. And on the basis of that, prudence demands skepticism of Israel's claims because they don't have a single shred of proof that the Palestinians or Hamas had anything to do with this. This is more stolen Kuwaiti incubators. It's more Saddam's nuclear weapons. It is a crock. And this is Israel acting like Israel. And, of course, all of Israel's supporters are following me all over the nation. Oh, you're a Jew hater, and you're an anti-Semite for not believing Israel. Israel doesn't lie. Everybody else lies about Israel. They're just going, they're going to town on this. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We ran a poll over at my website. Who killed the three teens in the West Bank? Israel got 96% of the vote. Hamas got 4% of the vote. I presume from the megaphonies who are trying to figure out some way they can get this discussion under control. Meanwhile, of course, Israel's response has been 34 airstrikes into Gaza. Now, these kidnapping and killings took place in the West Bank in an area under IDF control. And Netanyahu has just declared by imperial edict that it is his must be Hamas. Just like we knew Saddam had nuclear weapons and Assad was gassing his own people. I say it, thus it must be so. And he's sending in the military into Gaza. And they're just flattening the place. And they're talking about more extreme steps. In other words, they're going to basically take Gaza back over. And I've been telling you for years they were looking for some excuse to do that. Because back when... the last prime minister of Israel, the one who's in a coma now, he made this deal with the West that if the West would ignore all the illegal settlements being built in the West Bank, that Israel would give Gaza back to the Palestinians. And I said, you wait. As soon as those illegal settlements are facts on the ground and cannot be removed, Israel will find some way to go back into Gaza, and it looks like they're getting ready to do that right now. So they're out there screaming about this is Hamas, this is Hamas, this is Hamas. Absolutely no evidence whatsoever. And by the way, have you noticed the little hypocrisy that's going on here? Because back when the Israeli forces attacked the Mavi Marmara, the humanitarian aid fleet in international waters, and they shot and killed 8 people, including one American. And what was the reaction of the U.S. government? Oh, well, it's an unfortunate, regrettable incident, but we don't see any reason for anything to happen. Now you've got these 3 dead teenagers. What's the response of the U.S. government? Absolute unqualified support and backing for Israel to go on in and kill hundreds and hundreds of people and blow up half Gaza. Now, there's a story here over in federaljack.com where Middle East correspondent Leah Taransky says that the Israeli government has known these kids were dead all along. It's all being staged, managed. And remember, Israel lives by the hoax. It's a little tiny country. They love to play dirty tricks. They brag about it. The motto of the Mossad is, by way of deception, thou shalt do war. Remember on 9/11, the dancing Israelis, and they turned out to be Mossad agents. As the towers came down, they were cheering and clapping and high-fiving. And the police arrested them. The FBI confirmed at least 2 were Mossad agents. NPR said there were 3. They were shooting a video of the collapse, which is classified to this very day. The rumor is it captures the impact of the first plane into the towers, proving these Mossad agents knew ahead of time what was going to happen. But our government has classified that. Remember Carl Cameron's 4-part story on the Israeli spy ring that had been uncovered just before 9/11? And he quoted a U.S. government official saying there was evidence that linked these Mossad agents to 9/11, but it was classified by the U.S. government. Then we have Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. Just hauled off and tried to sink the ship, and all the time telling the U.S., Egypt's attacking your ship. Egypt's attacking your ship. You got to go bomb them. You got to go bomb them. And it almost worked. There was a nuclear-armed strike in the air on the way to Cairo when the crew of the Liberty finally got an antenna put together and got a message out identifying who it was who was really attacking them. And, of course, that's when President Johnson ordered the cover-up. John McCain's father was in charge of it for the Navy, Admiral McCain. Oh, it was poor weather. It was just an honest, simple mistake. No, it wasn't. If you look at the photos and films shot from the Liberty during the attack, clear blue skies, light scattered clouds, unlimited visibility. The flag from the USS Liberty, the U.S. flag, with the Israeli bullet holes still visible in it, is on display at the U.S. Cryptographic Museum. The Israelis knew exactly who it was they were attacking and trying to sink. Then you had the Levon affair. This was a very famous scandal back in the 1950s where Israeli agents, back in 1954, they were bombing American and British assets in Egypt, including a U.S. diplomatic facility, and they planted evidence to implicate the Egyptian Muslims. And that, too, almost worked. Then one of the bombs detonated prematurely, and the police got the bomber, who turned out to be an Israeli agent who basically turned state's evidence, and they rounded up the rest of the Israeli spy ring. And, of course, Israel's initial thing, oh, it's a hoax perpetrated by the anti-Semites. We would never do anything like that. It's all a plot by the Jew haters. And then, of course, eventually Egypt was, rather Israel, was forced into acknowledging, yeah, we did it. It was clever. We almost got away with it. Aren't we something? We're cute, aren't we? This is what Israel does. This is what Israel has always done. USS Liberty, USS Cole, Levon affair, Operation Trojan in Libya. The British media a few years ago reported they had evidence that Shin Bet, the Israeli security service, actually staged the hijacking that led to the heroic raid on Entebbe. And all of these hoaxes are designed to demonize the Palestinians in the eyes of the world so nobody feels sorry for them when Israel steals their home and their lands. That's the goal of the propaganda campaign. And they have all these phony terrorists running around like Abu Nidal was outed as a Mossad asset, and they go out and they commit these horribly atrocious acts, so the world will say, gosh darn, those evil Palestinians. And it isn't the Palestinians. It's Israel playing their classic false flag games of deception, by way of which they shout, do war. And of course, the U.S. reaction to this is extremely hypocritical. You know, no big deal when Israel's killing Americans, but when it's Hamas, we must act with decisive force. Except, I don't think it was Hamas. And apparently, most of my readers agree with me. And I'm seeing a lot of articles popping up all over the independent media saying there is absolutely no evidence to suggest that the Palestinians or Hamas had anything to do with these three dead kids. And who benefits from it? Certainly not Hamas. This is harming them. It allows, for one thing, Israel to come in and do what Israel wants to do. Bomb the heck out of Gaza. Doesn't benefit Fatah. Doesn't benefit the unity government. Who gains from the kidnapping? Benjamin Netanyahu. That's who gains. Apparently the body count on the other side so far is 10 Palestinians killed, including a 7 and a 15-year-old. Dozens of Palestinian homes being demolished. This is Israel's idea that in their search for the three teenagers, they're just bulldozing homes left and right. Nobody is buying this. They've played this game too often. We've seen it too often. This is Israel playing the same games they've been playing for the last 60 years and scratching their head why all of a sudden it doesn't seem to work anymore. All right, getting on over to Ukraine. Poroshenko has announced the end of the Ukraine ceasefire and basically announced that the government is going to haul off on all-out war against the eastern Ukraine. And the Ukrainian army is already carrying out attacks or mercenaries posing as the Ukrainian troops, because we know a lot of the real Ukrainian troops have deserted, switched sides, they don't want to have anything to do with killing their friends and neighbors. And we know there's huge mercenary armies in Ukraine right now. Donetsk is in lockdown. The DNR militia has attacked government buildings there. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extendivite. extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to grab a couple of phone calls. Thomas in Sweden. Aloha, Thomas. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. You said the magic word during the first segment. You said hypocrisy. I've got something that's hypocritical about Ukraine.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Dead silence there. Okay. Now, when Serbia applied for EU membership, they said, oh, you have a lot of factionalism in your country. You know, come back in a couple of years. But now, I mean, there's a civil war, if a war can be civil. I mean, there's a civil war in the Ukraine, and they got a fast track to at least associate membership.
Well, the fast track to the associate membership has very little to do with the factionalization in the country and everything to do with bringing Ukraine into the European Union sphere of influence and, more to the point, into the slavery of the European Central Bank. And all of this kerfuffle over in Ukraine began last January when Ukraine's elected president, Yushchenko, rejected the offer to join the European Union and enslave his people to austerity and chose instead to accept a much more attractive deal offered by Russia. Now, that's just common sense. When you're out there looking to form partnerships in the business world, you go with the best deal. But apparently that principle is lost on Europe and the United States, who said, you can't join with Russia. You will join. Sigail, you will join with us. And they sent in propagandists of USAID and overthrew the elected government of Ukraine, installed a junta, declared the junta legitimate on the basis of a staged election that was so fake you could see stacks of neatly folded ballots in the bottom of those transparent ballot boxes. And now they're acting like they're the law and they're legally justified and it's all Russia's fault. They're out there hard selling that as hard as they can. This is all Russia's fault. If Russia hadn't come in and offered a better deal than we did, none of this would have happened, I guess is their rationale. But we've got, you know, the head of NATO is talking about moving forces into Europe, you know, by October to be ready to confront Russia over their aggression. Russia hasn't aggressed anybody. That's the United States' job.
You said another magic word. You said bank. I live in an EU country, all right? So what little savings I have, I save in Norway, which is a non-EU country. So they're not involved in this business of the bail-ins eventually.
Yeah, that's coming on. They're trying to obfuscate that with a bunch of names like negative interest rates and declaring that bank customers are unsecured investors. And they're just trying to weasel word around the fact that they are basically stealing your money to cover their failures. That's what it all comes down to. I don't care what flowery language they wrap around it or what names they put on it or what laws they claim allow them to do that. It is robbery. They are stealing your money.
Oh, I'm aware of that. Okay, Mike, that's all I had. Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to switch over to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I'm feeling on top of the world today. I hope you're the same.
Yes.
Well, my first thing, have you heard Russia is activating millions, more than 2 million reservists?
Yeah, they're sending them up for training, and frankly, I think Putin understands the U.S. is out to start a war with Russia and China, and he'd better darn well get ready for it. I mean, the writing is on the wall. Our entire American financial system is going to collapse unless the U.S. finds some way to block the world from trading with the ruble and the yuan.
Well, I have some news on that collapse of the dollar. The pound sterling rose 2 cents in this morning against the dollar. It now stands at nearly 172.
Mm-hmm.
But what really got me was early this morning, the militias, you know, the Donbass militias, Lugansk and Donetsk,
yes,
made preemptive strikes on pro-Kiev forces in the area, including the police stations and I believe a couple of the encampments that the Ukraine forces were in.
Yeah, and the pro-Kiev authorities have now declared the city on total lockdown.
Yeah, but apparently they've got several of these encampments of the Kiev forces surrounded.
Okay.
So it's looking like it's developing into a fight.
It is developing into a fight, and what the United States is trying to do with all this, it's Russia's fault, is, you know, even as they're trying to sort of back into a new war in Iraq without the American people noticing and objecting, they're trying to come up with some way they can get the American people to go along with direct U.S. military intervention in Ukraine to fight off those gosh darn Russians. And whether the coming false flag that they seem to be preparing will involve Russia or not, that's where the U.S. is definitely going. And I don't blame Putin one bit for bringing up their reserves for training. He's been watching the Ukraine, the government in Kiev, trying to bait him, driving armored personnel carriers into his territory and then leaving them there over flights by Ukrainian helicopters. You know, Putin understands the U.S. is trying to start an outright war with Russia and make it look like it's Russia's fault, and he's not biting.
I'm sure he isn't. His move to put those Su-25s into Baghdad was another brilliant move.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. I mean, the rockets are showing up, the jet fighters are showing up, and the U.S. is in serious trouble in Iraq, because if the Sunnis take over Baghdad, then Iraq's oil is going to be for sale on the world market for whatever currency the Sunnis want. If Maliki hangs on to power with Russian assistance, then Iraq's oil is going to be for sale, not for the dollar, but for the ruble. Either way, the U.S. has lost Iraq and control of the currency the oil is being traded for, which is why they're desperately trying to get Maliki to step down and, quick as a bunny, put a new U.S. puppet government in place in the hope that the Sunnis will see the change and say, okay, the war is called off. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's desperation on the cusp of madness if they think this is going to work.
Well, it seems that Israel's winning again. They wanted the Kurds to form their own region, the Sunnis and the Shias, and they're using these conflicts in Ukraine and in Iraq as a distraction from their outright aggression against the Gaza and the Palestinians.
Yeah, they are. They're hoping the world is going to be distracted, but no, we really aren't. By the way, have you noticed, I mean, everybody's on board with the Kurdish people getting their own country. It sounds like a good idea to me as well. But have you noticed how the same United States government that was screaming about preserving the integrity of territorial borders when Crimea wanted to leave Ukraine and merge with Russia, they're now perfectly comfortable with changing the borders and creating a new Kurdish state out of northern Iraq? And it's another example of how the U.S. foreign policy has lost any sense of a consistent narrative. It's just whatever we need to say right now to justify what we're doing right now. And the people who are watching what's going on and saying, they're just making it up as they go along. Our foreign policy is being decided with a dartboard.
Well, it seems to me that the foreign policy coming out of this current administration is just totally muddled.
That's exactly
completely.
The point. That's, there is no policy. They're just saying whatever they need to say to do what circumstances are forcing them to do. From a strategic point of view, at this point, they're almost totally reactive. They're totally defensive. They're not able to guide future events. They're just trying to hang on with all their strength right now.
Well, what seems to be happening as well is this ISIL or ISIS or whatever they're calling themselves now. The current situation in Syria is changing rapidly because a lot of the other militants, armed aggressors, terrorists, whatever you like to call them, there's now terrific infighting between all these groups, and of course this is definitely to the advantage of the Syrian army and Bashar al-Assad. I mean, and the Syrian people now seem to be behind Assad in his approach.
They always were. They always were. This so-called revolt against Assad was completely manufactured out of thin air and funded by U.S. tax dollars, in hiring mercenaries from other countries to go on into Syria and say, ooh, we're the new Syrian revolution, and it was an attempt at a coup d'etat. And after 3 years, it's pretty much failed, just like the one they tried to do in Iran in 2009 that fell flat on its face. And the world is beginning to understand this is what the United States has been doing at least since the end of World War II, sending troublemakers into a country to overthrow the legitimate elected government and put in a U.S.-friendly puppet regime to loot that country for its wealth and its resources for the benefit of the American bankers.
I'm wondering about Venezuela. Now all this attention is on the Middle East, Venezuela with all its oil resources.
Oh, yeah, they're after Venezuela. It's a late addition to the special high-interest targets list. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, StemCellMD.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Arrow, TV and the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the Fight with Arrow.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, Russia's President Vladimir Putin is having to respond to this constant wall of propaganda coming from the United States and Europe that is attempting to convince the world that somehow Russia is to blame for all that's going on in Ukraine. And Putin's basically come out and said, this is really, Poroshenko is the one who is ordering the violence. And it doesn't make any sense for Europe and the United States to be threatening Russia with sanctions unless Russia de-escalates the situation when the severity of the situation is wholly under the control of the Kiev junta. And, of course, that is not going to stop the U.S. and Russia, rather the U.S. and Europe, from continuing to try and spin that this is somehow Russia's fault. But Putin feels he does need to get his point out there, and he's absolutely right. Meanwhile, amid all this rush for more sanctions against Russia, we'll teach those gosh darn ruble kissers what for. There's a stark reality that both Europe and the United States need to look at. Europe already is. Europe's kind of cool on any more sanctions with Russia because in the post-communist, post-Soviet Union world, there's been a lot of globalization going on with Russia and Europe and Russia and the United States. And the fact of the matter is that major corporations from Europe, major corporations from the United States are doing a very good business in Russia because Russia's economy is booming ever since they took back control of their central bank. And a big part of the revenues for companies like McDonald's and Starbucks are coming from Russia. And if that gets cut off, these companies could actually fail because they're not doing very well in the United States right now because of the economic downturn. McDonald's in Bolivia just shut down completely. They just had to basically pull up stakes and say, we're out of here. And the fact of the matter is, and the financial experts are saying that, any more of these sanctions against Russia, it's going to harm Europe and the U.S. a lot more than it harms Russia, because Russia's out there making deals with, you know, China and Iran and that whole part of the world. They don't need Europe and the United States as much as Europe and the United States need to continue to trade with Russia and China and the rest of the world. The United States is trying to build this wall between the dollar and those other upstart currencies and doesn't seem to realize that when that wall is completed, we're going to be on the poor side of it. Because there's nothing backing up our currency. We don't have manufacturing. We don't have agriculture anybody wants to buy. The value of your currency around the world is based on what people perceive they can take it back to your country and trade it for. If you are trading in euros, you can go to Europe. You can get BMWs. You can get, you know, GMO-free crops. You can get all kinds of stuff. You come to the United States, no, not so good. You get the yuan, you can get manufactured electronics. The U.S. doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of anything anymore. Even our much vaunted weapons systems, the big ticket item, are turning out to be a disaster. Over the weekend, I saw like another four documentaries coming out saying, man, that F-35 is really a piece of crud. And they're absolutely right. Now, getting on down to Iraq, the Obama administration is sending an additional 300 troops into Iraq. This brings the total of U.S. boots on the ground in Iraq that we know of to roughly 800. Now, how long ago was it that Obama said there will be no troops in Iraq, there will be no boots on the ground? And, of course, yesterday Kerry was out there saying that, you know, this is not interference in Iraq's internal affairs. It's not an intervention here. These 800 troops are just going to stand around doing absolutely nothing. And I think under the cover of the coming 4th of July holiday weekend, if there is not an outright false flag, they're going to just sort of try and back into a new war in Iraq and hope you don't notice in the middle of all the hot dogs and the beers. And for those of you who live in more freedom-loving states, fireworks. They're just going to sort of start a war here and hope that nobody notices here. Because, you know, if you're a loyal American, you won't remember the president said no boots on the ground. And if you do remember, we know how to handle troublemakers like you. Obama is ordering, not in addition to the 300 troops, more gunships and drones into Iraq. And he is acknowledging these new troops are equipped for outright combat. So he's already gone back on that promise. And Obama is saying the new troops will stay in Iraq until security improves so that the reinforcements are no longer needed, which means forever and a day and 3 weeks past that. We're back in Iraq. Mission unaccomplished. Iraq's death toll in June was the highest since May of 2007. 2,000 people killed. And most civilians, most of them civilians, 1,300 civilians, 380 soldiers, 149 policemen. Further 2,600 were wounded. Now, we were talking about this with one of the callers a little bit. Kurds are going to vote on independence from Iraq in just a few months. They're going to go ahead and do this. And again, it is going to be a laugh to watch the United States deal with this, because when the Crimeans had a referendum on independence from Ukraine, the U.S. was, no, this can't be allowed. The sanctity of territorial boundaries must be preserved. And now, of course, the Kurds are going to have a referendum to break away from Iraq. And we're going to watch the U.S. sort of tap dance away and say, this is a move for triumph of democracy and self-determination. Because they really don't have a consistent U.S. foreign policy other than force the world back to the dollar, force the world back to the petrodollar. That is the only consistent part of U.S. foreign policy. And now we all see it. I'm not the only, let's see, globalresearch.cav, they have an article out there saying the Iraqi hydrocarbon prize of the U.S. invasion in danger. The whole goal of Desert Storm, Desert Stomp, whatever you wanted to call it, the whole reason for the war that was sold to us with lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons was to have control over Iraq's oil and be able to dictate that it be sold on the world market only for the U.S. dollar. And now this article is saying the U.S. could lose that. And they're absolutely right, because if the Sunnis take Baghdad, they're going to sell Iraq's oil for whatever they feel like selling it for. The U.S. is telling Maliki to get out. Maliki doesn't want to live, and he's getting buddy-buddy with the Russians, who are sending him rockets and fighter jets. And if Maliki hangs on to power there in the oil-rich south with Russia's assistance, that means Iraq's oil will be sold for the ruble. And that's why the U.S. government is trying to end-run the situation by getting rid of Maliki. They may even assassinate him and throw in another U.S.-friendly puppet government and then say to the Sunnis, see, it's a different guy. You can all go home now. You can calm down. It's a different guy, really. Everything's better. And the Sunnis are not going to fall for that any more than we, the American people, fall for it when they get rid of the head of the VA, put in a new guy, the former CEO of Procter & Gamble. And Obama's saying, see, all the problems are going away. You don't have to be angry anymore. We changed the guy at the top, when it is a systemic issue all the way down to the bottom. More concerns about Obama's new $500 million to Syria's moderates. Obama's just handing out your money like it's candy to anybody he can get to come in and fight as a proxy army on the U.S. side. But that's how we got into this mess with ISIS. There's the good Al-Qaeda who's helping us against Assad, and then there's everybody else that's the bad Al-Qaeda that's opposing us in wherever they're opposing us. Russia is voicing extreme concern over more U.S. military aid for the hired mercenaries in Syria. This thing has dragged on for 3 years. A lot of people being killed. Record numbers of homeless refugees around the world, all made homeless by these U.S. overthrows, attacks, drone strikes, coup d'etats. We're in World War III, and guess what, folks? This time, we're the bad guys. We're going to take a break for our top of the hour segment, and we will be right back.